Chazak Baruch Rabotai, just go back to saying some halachot. So we're learning the laws of Netilat Yadayim. A question came up, one of our members that has Lo Aleinu, a cast on one of his hands, unable to wet it. What's the other hand is clear. So the she'ela is there such a concept of making Netilat Yad? And if there is, does he make a beracha? And what's the beracha? Is it al netilat yadayim, which in this case obviously it's not yadayim, or is it al netilat yad? So first of all, we have to establish: is there a netilat in such a case bichlal? So the Ben Ish Chai, alav shalom in Parashat Tazriya, in Halakha Yud Gimal, im natal. Yado achat keshera lekol alma vechen im yesh biyado achat makah shi efshar liten aleha mayim vehi kirucha bebeged notel rak yad achat. Okay, so that's clear. The Ben Ish Chai is saying you need to settle the hand that is able to make the netilah. This would be referring to Netilat Yadayim in the morning when you wake up. And this would be referring to Netilat Yadayim for bread. Both of them have the same halakha. Question is, what would be the beracha? So we could bring a proof seemingly from Tevilat Kelim. We know that halakha says that when you dip Kelim in the mikveh, so there's a chiduk in how many Kelim you're dipping. If you're dipping more than one Keli, the beracha is Asher Kedeshar B'Mesotav V'Sivarim Al Tevilat Kelim. However, if one Keli, the Barakah is Al Tevilat Keli. So therefore you see what? We make a chiduk between Rabbim and Yachid. Although you can argue and say that maybe over there that's the way they established the Barakah initially. Because it's the derech for people to sometimes only dip one vessel. But it is not so much the derech to only wash one hand. So it's quite possible they didn't establish this initially to make a haluk between yadayim and yad. You bring another ayah seemingly from the mitzvah of tefillin. When we know, let's say, a person, he's only putting on tefillin shel yad or tefillin shel rosh. Because of whatever reason, he can only put on the shel rosh because he has a cast on his hand. So halakha says he makes the beracha on the shel rosh. What's the beracha he makes? Al mitzvat tefillin. Now, even though he's only wearing one, the beracha is in the plurality. Therefore, we should make al mitzvat tefillin. So therefore, the chaurat should be al netilat yadayim regardless. Although we can make a chiluk in that case also. Because over there, what are you going to say? Al mitzvah tefillah, it'll sound like you're making a beracha on praying. So therefore over there, so it doesn't have a different mashma'ut, we have no choice but to always say tefillin. So basically, you really go back and forth on this. If you're going to say we make a beracha, which incidentally the Ben Ish Chai clearly writes, umevarchim. So there is a beracha on one hand. The Ben Ish Chai has a teshuvah in Rav Pe'alim. And he concludes, "V'afilu notel rak yad achad yivarech al netilat yadayim, velo yivarech al netilat yad." And that's where the Ben Ish Chai comes out, and that is the halakha as well brought by the Kaf HaChayim in Siman Dalet Sif Katan Zayin, Acham David Yosef in Halakha Berura Aleph. In the back of the book, he has Shut Otzrot Yosef. He deals with this question in Siman Het, and he concludes, "Af mi she'enu yachol litol ela yado ha'achat, bevarech al netilat yadayim, ben kishenotel yadav b'shachrit, uben kishenotel yadav le'se'udah."